Okay, gang, you're going to love this one. Chapter 41, I Died a Thousand Deaths. One day, my agent sent me to a casting for what they referred to in the business as an industrial film, and it was a big job, and every actor in New York who fit the type was at the casting. So at the casting, there was no script or anything, and when it was my turn in front of the video camera, the casting director said something to the effect of, tell us why we should cast you for this project. Well, at ad-libbing, I think I'm as good as anybody, or better for that matter. And I looked the lens right in the eye, so to speak, and said in no uncertain terms something to the effect of, look, there are a lot of other guys here to choose from, but you don't have to look any further than right here. If there is anyone at this casting better than me, which I highly doubt, then cast him. My voice was not timid, it was strong and convincing, and they were convinced, and so I got the part. I had the chutzpah. I had the confidence. You can't fake that. Problem was my lack of experience at this sort of role. Hell, I was a novice, and this particular job required a real pro because there was a long script that was to be memorized and spoken convincingly directly into the camera. They had hired several additional actors for this production, but I was the main guy. It was to be shot at a mall in Baltimore, so a couple of nights before I left for Baltimore, they gave me the script to memorize and a train ticket and said, good luck, and we'll see you in Baltimore. So the morning after next, I got on that train and headed for Baltimore. The script was around 10 pages of dialogue, and I kept trying to memorize it, but I just couldn't, plain and simple. I mean, 10 pages of script? Are you kidding me? I'd like to see you do it. So the train pulls into Baltimore, and I was picked up at the train station and whisked away to a mall where we would be shooting this industrial film. Once we got to the mall, I was taken to the spot where I'd be standing for this thing, or my mark, if you will, and watched them set up the equipment, which was located about 50 feet in front of me with a four-floor mall-type drop between us. My position was just outside of a store inside the mall, and inside the store there were about five other actors, and right before we started, I went inside the store and started talking to one of the other actors, a female around my same age, and I asked her, hey, do you have any problem memorizing scripts? And she told me, no, not at all. She told me that she works the soaps, and people who work the soaps are pros at this sort of thing. For her to memorize a script is second nature, as it was second nature for all those other actors who were standing around in that store just behind me and waiting for this thing to get started, and boy, were they in for a treat. So everything is good to go, and the director tells me to take my spot, and he says, roll camera, camera rolling, action. Well, I could remember all of around the first 10 words of the script, and then blank. So we try it again. Roll camera, camera rolling, and action. And the same result, around 10 words. We go through this around 5 times, and then the director walks all the way around and up to me and says, Brad, let's you and I take a walk. And so we start walking in the mall, and he says, Brad, what can I do to help you so we can get this thing done? I've never in my career not finished a shoot, so what can I do to help? That's exactly how he put it. And I asked him if we could use cue cards or something of that nature. And he says, okay, I'll see what I can do. So we go back, me to my area and he to his. And for the next hour or so, they start preparing these great big cue cards. Meanwhile, I was absolutely dying. I was more than embarrassed. There were all of those other actors standing around looking at me. And I'm sure they understood how I felt. I wanted to not be there. I wanted to crawl under a rock. I was literally dying right in front of everybody. I died a thousand deaths that day. It was for sure one of the worst days of my life. So they had a crew member hold up the cue card a few feet in front of me and to the right of where I was standing, and the director says, okay, let's try it again. Roll camera, camera rolling, and action. And I would look at the cue card to my right and do the best I could to read it for the camera, trying not to look like I was reading my lines from a cue card to my right, but I was awful, even with the cue cards. I mean, I'm sure when they looked at the film later, it was of a guy looking to his right, reading fairly poorly the message. It was a complete disaster. When it was all done, I headed back to New York on that same train that brought me to Baltimore, and that train trip back to New York was not fun, I can tell you that. I was still in shock as to the sheer horror of it all, and I made a decision at that moment on that train that I was quitting acting, and that was that. I mean, I was so devastated that I can't really describe how awful I felt. When I got back to New York, my agent told me that the client actually tried to not pay me because they said they couldn't use the footage as it was so awful. But they had to pay, so I did get my money. And because I had a principal role in the film, I qualified to join the Screen Actors Guild, because once you get a principal role in a SAG film, you qualify. And in fact, joining is mandatory. If you intend on ever working another union job, I got the following, joining is mandatory if you intend on ever working another union job. I got the following regarding SAG from the website Backstage.com. Backstage.com. If you work a union job and become SAG-AFTRA eligible, 30 days later you automatically become SAG-AFTRA. Must pay. That means that before you work a second union job, you'll have to join. Producers are required to verify your status by checking with the union, a process that SAG rather quaintly called Station 12. Must pay applies in California, New York, and many other states, but not in the right-to-work states such as North Carolina, Florida, Louisiana, Texas, and other mostly Republican states. And becoming a member of SAG. Principal actor. Any actor who works as a principal actor for a minimum of one day on a project, film, commercial, TV show, etc., under a producer's agreement with SAG, and the actor has been paid at the appropriate SAG daily, three-day, or weekly rate, was then considered SAG eligible. SAG is Screen Actors Guild. I've included an image of my SAG card, which normally would have been a thrill to have received, but in my case, I got it under dubious circumstances. Oh well, what are you going to do? Hey, sorry, that wasn't a perfect read, but it's the best I could do. And that, my friends, is the end of the chapter.